2006 to 2010, Discovering Lean, Practicing Lame. The first time I ever heard about Lean was in early 2006 while I was working as an executive trainee in a manufactured housing factory. The general manager of the plant handed me a copy of Jeffrey Liker's book, The Toyota Way, informed me that he had enrolled me in a 3-day Lean training course, and told me to come back in a month ready to teach Lean to the entire leadership team. We figured we'd be able to roll out Lean within a few months or so. Yes, please feel free to chuckle now. As adorably naive as we were with this endeavor, reading Dr. Liker's book was actually a life-changing experience for me. Even as a recent graduate of a decent business school, I had never once even heard of Toyota's incredible success story, much less anything about the Toyota production system. But the principles and philosophy espoused in this book resonated with me deeply, way down in my bones. With my mind sufficiently blown, I went to the 3-day training and learned all about the tools of Lean. Newly armed with all these Toyota Way principles in a Lean toolbox, I was excited to get back and teach it to all the folks back home. Everybody's going to love this stuff. This was when my first great Lean lesson was learned. The fact that something is self-evidently awesome doesn't mean that anybody will care. When I returned to my factory, I put together a pretty darn good training course, successfully delivered it to every leader in the organization, received great feedback, and even facilitated a few successful 5S events right after the training. Like many Lean newbies, we thought training with a simulation was a great way to get people fired up and whatnot, and we thought 5S was the obvious right way to get started because it's fairly easy, inexpensive, and visually impactful. Unfortunately, training and 5S are meaningless without purpose. In our haste to get started, we failed to take the time to understand the overall direction in which we were headed with Lean, or to communicate the link between practicing Lean and achieving our top business challenges. Perhaps we just thought that if people were exposed to such a powerful and obviously awesome concept such as Lean, our leaders would naturally jump in with both feet. That didn't happen. Instead, most members of the leadership team only participated in Lean activities when participation was mandatory. Some actively and even loudly resisted it. I can neither confirm nor deny that there might have been a shouting match or two about Japanese versus American pickup trucks. Only one or two leaders really saw the potential of Lean. But even those few early adopters were just using Lean as a point solution for specific issues on the shop floor. Even though we achieved several pockets of success with 5S and other shop floor countermeasures, we always struggled to translate those localized wins into results that made a difference at the strategic level. This made it really hard to build the case for Lean to be the way we ran the business. What was the purpose of Lean? But here's the kicker. When the corporate head of manufacturing visited our factory one day, he liked what we had done with 5S so much that he promoted me, at the age of 27 and with exactly 1 year of Lean experience under my belt, to be the corporate head of Lean deployment. Are you chuckling again? As one might imagine, I was a bit overwhelmed. Not really knowing what to do, I stuck to what little I did know I could execute successfully. That's right, good old Lean training and 5S. We hired a professional trainer this time and delivered an awesome 4-week educational program to all of our Lean managers company-wide. Then, we established a requirement that all 14 of our factories had to implement 5S in every department by the end of the year. Uh-oh,